podcasts. You can find them at the iTunes store and on many podcast sites and mobile apps. You can also find our podcasts and much more on our website, newdimensions.org.
I'm here with Vasavi Kumar, and we are talking about talking out loud and talking to that deep part of ourselves. And you're really sharing something very, very important right now. And I want to hear it fully.
I think, you know, like you were saying, as a good new age person, it's good to say, I forgive myself. But this is where I think we can stop BSing ourselves a little bit and be really honest about who we can be when it gets ugly. Right? Like Vicious Vasavi, I mentioned her before. Vicious Vasavi has a very sharp tongue. And Vicious Vasavi has said a lot of things that she forgives herself for, but that doesn't mean that I don't regret it, right? There are things that we say and ways that we could have been that we maybe don't have the opportunity to make that right, you know? And instead of pacifying and coddling ourselves, we could have done, you did the best you could. You know, yes. And I think sometimes the thing that really frees us the most is when we're just so straight up honest with ourselves. Like what I was saying before break, Justine, was there are things, Justine, that I have said to my mother that if anybody else saw what I said to her or her, I would be mortified at the things that I have said to my mother. My mother, knock on wood, I mean, I don't know, she hasn't disowned me up until this point, and she understands I've been through my own thing, and she's very understanding. But there are things that I have said to my mother that I would never even utter to my worst enemy. Things that I've said. And my mother, because she's my mother, knows that I said those things when I was in pain. There was a very deeply wounded part of me, younger part of me that said that. That's fine. Your mother, my mother has forgiven me. Obviously, that's my mother. But I think for me, the thing that has really helped me is for me to be straight up with myself and be like, Vasavi, no matter what anybody has said or done, you cannot talk like that to people. Like just being honest with myself about, I have higher expectations of myself and higher standards for myself, how I want to treat people, you know? And I could say, oh, you did the best you could. No, but you know what? We could do better. When you know better, you do better. And now that you know better, Vas, and now that you know better, Justine, our goal, you know, the best apology is changed behavior. But it's really hard to get to a place of changed behavior if we're just kind of giving ourselves participation trophies. I'm not into it. It really is about how you show up, you know? Yeah. And I believe in being, I don't like to say brutally honest with ourselves. My father always said all you end up is brutality. But yeah, I believe in rigorous honesty.
Okay, vigorous and honesty. Yeah, rigorous. There you go.
Rigorous honesty.
Rigorous.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. We want to change the behavior. We say, okay, I did that and I'm going to make a different choice now. I'm going to dismantle that automatic brain reactive place in me. And I'm going to facilitate making more conscious choices. So I want to talk about how we can go into and hear an inner voice of our own intuition that's very, very wise and has a lot of good information if we, I think, pause long enough. Do you think that that's worthwhile pursuing?
I think the gift of pausing and stillness and just being with ourselves and not constantly seeking for feedback is a great practice that anyone can cultivate. I think when people say like, when I hear people say like, oh, I'm not very intuitive. It's like, no, you're just in the habit of asking everybody else for advice. That's it. It's not that you're not intuitive. You're just an expert at asking everybody else. So stop asking everybody else and start tuning in. What does somebody else have that you don't have that you can give yourself? You're the one who's lived in your shoes. You're the one who's been through your life. So that really requires giving yourself the gift of presence and stillness and silence. And I often find that my intuition speaks to me when I'm playing, when I'm free flowing. You know, I'm living in Mexico right now, Justine. I have a condo here. And I've gotten more intuitive downloads while I'm just in the ocean and I'm just playing. When I'm not thinking about the answer and I'm just simply being and living, answers that I've been seeking have come to me. Things that have been kind of blocking my throat and block and just inside of me kind of pent up, they've gotten released. I feel like I've gotten messages that I've needed to hear multiple times. But you know, when it's like, it's all divine timing, you could hear a message multiple times, but if you are not ready to fully receive and embody that message, it doesn't make a difference. But I've been able to tap into my intuition mostly when I'm playing and I'm just having fun with me and not in my head. And so even in my book, I say, you know, that the answers that you are seeking will come to you when you're silent. When you're silent and or when you're not in your head so much, you know, and everyone has access to that. I mean, why would you not? You're with you. Everyone has that source of wisdom within them. So stop outsourcing your wisdom to other people.
You know, I would do workshops. And one of the things that I say for someone who wants to manifest something in their dream, you know, find their purpose and manifest their dream. And I said, well, the first thing to do is to take it out of your head, just these amorphous thoughts, and take a pencil and piece of paper or pen and write it down. That's the first level of manifestation. Mm-hmm. However, you, Vasavi, have taught me, wait a minute, there's something that comes before that, and that's to say it out loud first. That's the first, that's our first moment of actually manifesting our dream, is to hear it. Well, like you gave the example when that woman said, well, what I really want is to be a pianist and play in these hotels. And that's that voice that we hear that starts us to track on our dreams. I love it that you have given me another level to go to first.
I want to say, and I want to share the obvious that I think a lot of people probably are feeling or thinking, but they maybe, yeah. And I just want to call out the elephant in the room. It can feel very silly saying what you want out loud, because remember, unless you've had a very rare childhood, most of us were not like encouraged to pursue these silly dreams. Oh, that's silly. You can't do that. Right. So we've now as adults, we feel silly saying things like, I want to be a pianist at top hotels in Austin. I want to, you know, live in Spain for a month. We think that's silly. We think it's unrealistic. And what I want to say about being realistic is that, you know, when people tell you to be realistic, be very mindful of taking that advice. First of all, it's the worst advice that you can take, because when someone tells you to be realistic, they are asking you to be realistic based on their perception of reality. And so if you take advice from someone to be realistic, you're not living your life, you're living their life. And so never take advice from someone that you would never trade places for their reality, ever. So don't listen to, that's like the worst piece of advice, right? Be realistic. And so this is really an invitation for you to be silly. And it's not silly is what I'm trying to say. Whatever it is that you want, whether it's like, man, I really want to be able to travel, or I really want to write that book about, like, it's not silly. It's only silly for you because you've kept it in your head for so long and you've let all these other competing voices in your head tell you that it's silly. So when the words finally come out of your mouth, you're like, oh my God, that sounds so cool, but kind of silly. No, but lean into the fact that it sounds amazing. You want to get used to saying what you want out loud. Your body needs to get used to hearing that, because words carry vibrations. Words carry vibrations, right? So that's why most people don't say what they want out loud, because it feels weird even hearing it inside of your head, let alone saying it out loud. And that's why it's like my number one rule with everybody is, if you're in my presence, I'm always going to ask you what you want, and I'm always going to have you say it out loud. Because if you cannot say it out loud, that's it's not going to come to life, period. If you cannot even say what you want out loud, you will not be able to bring that into life. Nope.
Oh, wow. That you just gave a huge piece of great wisdom, really, that you have shared with us, that it may morph over time, but you got to start someplace and say it, no matter how it sounds, and then let it grow, I guess, is what I'm...
Get used to saying it. Get used to being the kind of person that says what they want out loud. Get used to being the kind of person to say these two phrases. I do this thing every week for my email subscribers, Justine. It's called Weekly Voice Notes. This past week, I said, these are the two phrases every person needs to know. I need and I want. Get very comfortable with saying these two things. I need and I want. Because these are the two things that we are taught in our society not to have. Don't have needs, because then you're going to be needy, and don't have wants, because that's selfish. Let me ask you a question. How's that going, not having any needs and feeling selfish for having wants? How's that going? It's not going well, right?
Yeah,
so
no.
Get really used to saying, I need and I want. I'm the neediest person you'll ever meet, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah. You're so correct. We're such caretakers of each other so often. We really go out of our way to be kind and care for others, but so often we're not either asked of ourselves or asked to ourselves, well, what do I need? What do I need? And it may cause us to stop certain relationships, or it may cause us to take a whole different direction in our life. Well, that's not easy. And that often, you know, when we're trying something new, will bring up roadblocks. What do you say about those roadblocks?
Roadblocks are a part of life. That's part of an end route to getting anywhere in life. You're going to have roadblocks. But as my father says, it's not the destination. My dad, no matter what we did, Justine, I love him so much. My father is everything to me. Whether we went grocery shopping, whether we were just going to go pick up a slice of pizza, whether we were taking a road trip, you know, as a family, went on vacation, the journey was always the fun part. My mom would get the back seat packed. She would pack all this beautiful food. I mean, everything was just beautiful. The journey is it. So is it really a roadblock? Or is it really just a beautiful opportunity to see who you're made of and get creative in problem solving? I love a good roadblock. Give me a roadblock so I can find a fun way to overcome it.
Uh-oh. You know,
it's our relationship to it.
Yeah, I get it. Holding it, putting a different frame on it, I guess, is what you're saying, is the roadblock. If we see it as, oh, stop the car, it's roadblocks, there are the barriers there, stop the car, we can't move forward. But if we see it as, oh, it says roadblock, oh, detour here, and then we're going somewhere else. I want to remind our listeners that I'm here with Vasavi Kumar, and she is the author of Say It Out Loud, Using the Power of Your Voice to Listen to Your Deepest Thoughts and Courageously Pursue Your Dreams. I'm Justine Willis-Toms. You're listening to New Dimensions. Na, na, na. I'm here with Vasavi Kumar, and we're talking about talking to ourselves. And this is, you know, people say, oh, they're talking to themselves at their schizophrenic or something like that. Mm-hmm. No. This is really a powerful process. And I just want to give some example about the inner voice and how powerful it is. And this is an example of mine years and years ago, before I heard anything about this process, but it kind of illustrates something about this process that you're talking about, talking out loud to ourselves. It was a time when I had some success in losing weight. Mm-hmm. And I had actually lost, I don't know, maybe 20 pounds or something. And it was, you know, I was being effective. And I was taking a shower. And as I walked out of the shower, I caught my reflection in the bathroom mirror. And it's one of the few times that I actually heard an inner voice. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was like it was out loud in the room. And it said to me, "Justine, how will you be powerful now?" And it just like knocked my socks off. And I had no idea. I mean, I had been yo-yoing back and forth and back and forth with the weight and, you know, losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight. And when I heard this voice say to me clearly, there was some part of me that was equating weighing a lot, physical weight, had something to do with my manifesting my power that I felt like I wasn't mm-hmm. able to manifest except to hold this weight. I give that as a powerful example in my own life of how this inner voice has a lot of information for us.
I think people are really wanting to get connected with their inner voice. I call it the bold voice. It's the voice within you that's always going to have your back and is always going to speak up for what you want. I call it the bold voice, right? I even have a 6-month program that I run called Bold Voice, where I help people develop that. And this is why we need to distinguish the voices of other people and our voice. We have to know where other people end and where we begin. And so I love that you had a moment where you walked past the mirror and you could hear that voice and you clearly knew that that was your voice. And it wasn't, I'm assuming, a judgy, condescending, cynical, mean voice. It was like a step it up, Justine. Yeah. I see you. When I think about our inner voice is not some coddling, patronizing, you're weak. It is a get it together, girl. You are a powerful woman. You're a powerful man. You are not acting like it. Get it together. And listen, that's why you got to play with your voice, right? I know what my inner voice sounds like. It's not mean. It's not even harsh. It's just very straightforward. Like, Vasavi, come on, it's time, you know? And it's that voice, you know, I'm the daughter of an immigrant mother who is very scary, by the way. And my mom is the scariest person I know, but she's always the voice that has been the most honest with me. She's the one who'll say to me, "Nope, that's not right." She's always said to me, "There's a clear right and wrong." No. And sometimes she can be a little extreme, but you get to decide what your inner voice sounds like. Sometimes my inner voice is extremely direct with me to the point where I cannot ignore it. Sometimes my inner voice is like, "Come on, let's just go." You know, but whatever it is, your inner voice is only looking out for you. And it will suggest things for you to do that aren't always the easiest. Listening to your intuition is not the easiest thing, right? Because sometimes the thing that's best for you is inconvenient to everybody else around you. Right? So what's best for you is often the most inconvenient for other people, right? Because it's going to force you to have to no longer play the role that you've been playing for other people and you are choosing you. So what I just want everyone to say is, remember that your inner voice will never fail you. It will never fail you. It looks out for you, and you need to get tapped into that voice that that is looking out for you and only you, because no one else is looking out for you.
That's so good. I'm so glad you're saying that, because we have so much out there about our inner critic, you know, and how we need to shut down our inner critic. And what I hear you saying is quite the opposite. You're saying, hey, that inner voice is on your team. And I know that so many times we hear through different psychologies and different therapies that, you know, to talk to that inner critic and to kind of shut it down in some ways. And that's not what you're saying at all, is it?
No, why do I have to shut down a voice inside of me? It's coming from inside of me. I'm like, if I have, listen, do I have an inner critic? Absolutely. Why do I not like my inner critic? My inner critic makes sure that when I put stuff out there, it's excellent. My inner critic makes sure that when I do a start or create a project, or when I'm doing something in my house, if I'm trying to clean up my house or do something, I do a good job. There's nothing wrong with critical, like being like critical thinking and even criticism. There is nothing wrong with it. It's about how you say it and how you choose to receive it. So we don't need to shut or kill or castrate anything. You know, what we have to do is just really tune in and be a little bit more objective and saying, is this voice actually helping me? You know, just because you don't like the way something sounds doesn't mean that it's not good advice. You know, we can't always shoot the messenger just because we don't like the way the message sounds. And my mentor, Lisa Nichols, who also forwarded the book, she said, sometimes the best gifts are wrapped in sandpaper, right? The messages right. that we need to hear the most, they're wrapped in sandpaper. You may not like how it feels because it's right. way too honest and it's like, woo, very confronting, but that's sometimes exactly what we need to hear. That could save somebody's life.
You know, I was once very early on, this is like more than 40 years ago, I was in a beginning circle. We were just starting to do circle work where we were sitting together in circle, and it was a women's group. And I remember this one woman spoke up and she said, well, I just want to say, I want it my way. I want everything that I want, and it's going to be my way. And she paused, and we were all in shock, just shock that she spoke up and said, okay, that doesn't feel like circle work at all. And then she followed it up with, and every one of you can have it your way too. And it was like, oh, wow. That was such a revelation, right? I mean, that's what you're talking about.
Well, that again, I don't see how that's not circle work. I think the power of circle work is that you're holding a space for people to say exactly what it is. And if she wants to live her life her way, then so be it. She gets to have it. You like, is it Burger King or McDonald's? You have it your way. You can have it your way. And I don't know why we're all waiting for a green light from somebody to give us permission. Go do it how you want to do it. And I think that's what trips people up. People say they want freedom, but with freedom comes a lot of uncertainty.
Yes.
So we say we want freedom, but we're actually quite comfortable being controlled.
Yes.
So
that's
true. Yeah.
We get on a path and it becomes habitual, and we keep going and going and going with it, even when it's not serving us any longer.
Yes. Yeah, we don't need to do that. Yeah, we don't need to do that. I think we really do just get to ask ourselves, do I like my life as it is? Yeah, I like this area. You know, just look at where in your life you're not fully satisfied. And you know what? The clearer you can become about what you want, the more you bring that into your life. Because when you're not clear about what you want, you'll always get some watered down version of it. Have you ever had that? You're like, you know, when you go to eat at a restaurant and you like have this idea in your head about what you really want to eat. Like, I'm a huge foodie right now, right? I've been a foodie my whole life. So it's like my dad and I love to eat everything. So when I have my mind set on what I want to eat, Justine, nothing else will be sufficient for me because I'm so clear on what I want. And if I don't get what I want, everything else just feels like, nah, I don't really want it. Now, of course, I'm pretty flexible. I can handle it, right? If I don't get... This is not about being a brat and saying I always have to have my way. But that's what I'm saying, is that when you are clear about what you want, you then have a focus, and then you can be less distracted, or you'll be able to see the distractions, right? Like, nope, this is not what I want. This is not what I want. So get clear on what you want, who you are, what you need in your life to feel good inside and out. And don't stop. Don't stop. Don't settle. Just go say, this is what I want. And if you find yourself bumping up against those roadblocks, like you said, use those roadblocks as an opportunity to see how you respond in the face of it. And ask yourself, can I have a little bit of an attitude adjustment here? Because sometimes all you really need is an attitude adjustment to deal with the roadblock or whatever the thing is, you know? So I think this thing called life can be really fun when we allow ourselves to have it our way.
Oh, wonderful. Great. That's a great way to go out. I just want to thank you so much, Vasavi, for being with us today. And I want to remind people that you can go to her website. And on her website, she'll have that
Weekly Voice Notes with Vasavi.
Weekly Voice Notes with Vasavi. Weekly Voice Notes with Vasavi.
Yes.
So you can do that on her website, vasavikumar.com, and she spells her name V-A-S-A-V-I, Kumar, K-U-M-A-R.com. Or you can get there through the New Dimensions website, newdimensions.org. I'm Justine Willis-Toms. You've been listening to New Dimensions. This is program number 3791.
New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the donate button. You can also subscribe to our free weekly podcasts and find over 1,000 hours of audio dialogues in our searchable archive. New Dimensions is produced by New Dimensions Radio in Santa Rosa, California, USA. Our executive producer is Justine Willis-Toms. Our post-production editor is Lou Judson. For over 4 decades, New Dimensions has been producing weekly conversations at the leading edge. We sincerely thank all of you who have supported us by being members of Friends of New Dimensions, as well as members of our affiliate stations. My name is Dan Drayson. On behalf of everyone at New Dimensions, whose endeavors make this program possible, I'm wishing you well. New Dimensions Radio is an independent producer supported by listener contributions. To find out more about the program you've just heard, to subscribe to our free weekly newsletter and our New Dimensions and New Dimensions Cafe podcasts, and to access thousands of other programs in the New Dimensions archive, please visit our website, newdimensions.org. That's newdimensions.org. Or call us at 707-468-5215. That's 707-468-5215. Please join us next time as we explore New Dimensions. New Dimensions is brought to you by Friends of New Dimensions membership support, and by Larson Publications, publisher of the book An Open Life, Joseph Campbell in Conversation with Michael Toms. New Dimensions and our quarter-hour New Dimensions Cafe programs are now available worldwide as podcasts. You can find them at the iTunes Store and on many podcast sites and mobile apps. You can also find our podcasts and much more on our website, newdimensions.org. Each week, New Dimensions explores the social, political, scientific, environmental, and spiritual frontiers with some of today's foremost social innovators, thinkers, scientists, and creative artists.
Hi, I'm Mary Mackey, author of The Village of Bones. Next time on New Dimensions, I'll be talking about the peaceful cultures of prehistoric Europe.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.